football on off the ball.
Because a game of opinions, especially bad opinions, I was kind of got to that stage where I was like, no one, I don't want anyone to have ownership or say over me ever again. And that's why I walked away from the game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen, and coming up today, Andy Farrell is hit with another injury blow as Jamie Osborne is ruled out of the final two November internationals. Wales begin life under new head coach Steve Tandy in bruising fashion as they get thumped by Argentina, and England continue their winning ways, but they face New Zealand up next. Up first, Jamie Osborne has been ruled out of Ireland's two remaining November internationals against Australia and South Africa. The Leinster fullback was taken off with a suspected dislocated shoulder during Saturday's 41-10 victory over Japan at the Aviva Stadium, and the IRFU have confirmed that the injury is serious enough to take him out of the clashes with the Southern Hemisphere sides. Mac Hansen will be one candidate who might slot into that back three. The Connacht wing has linked up with the squad, with the IRFU stating he continues to make positive strides in his rehabilitation. But Saturday might come just too soon for that starting jersey. Hansen is one of two additions to the squad ahead of Saturday's meeting with the Wallabies. Connacht's second row, Darren Murray, will link up with the group as additional cover after impressing in his start with the Ireland XV side in their win against Spain last weekend. Centre Stuart McCluskey is still rehabbing an adductor problem, but is expected to take full part in training this week. Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Fleer, who both have hamstring niggles, are training, but a decision on their availability for Saturday's matchday 23 won't be made till later in the week. The Ireland team to face Australia will be named on Thursday afternoon. Ireland's performance against Japan on Saturday was up for discussion on Monday morning's Off the Ball's breakfast performance rankings. Jared Gilroy, Arthur O'Dea and Colin Buig debated whether the 30-point win should have propelled them into the green.
All jokes, let's be very serious about this. We've got to give a colour. Because we have to move on.
Amber.
It's default in amber there. Is that default?
I think green. Jeez, I don't know what else you'd want. Like, I don't, what, like, so if they,
amber.
If they put an extra 20 points on it, it's green.
I've sat here with you in these very chairs and you have rejected the idea of a green when a team has won.
Not
you've rejected
30
it.
Points.
So like, that your threshold is 30 points.
So
I don't think you can allocate Jesus a green to this. I don't think you can allocate a green. Like, it's a green if we beat Australia. It's a green if we beat South Africa.
So they couldn't get green going into this game.
No, they could have.
We shouldn't
if
have put
they
it up
had
there.
Hammered them by 60-odd points like they did in 2021, then I would say they could do no more, but they could have done a lot more on Saturday.
The spread was 39 points. They didn't cover the spread.
I'm putting it on amber.
I'm sorry, we were actually favourites against New Zealand in the game last year.
But you said we weren't.
I didn't think we were.
You know,
we were.
Andy Farrell.
Can you
that
please?
That was a terrible
underperformance. Give me a colour, sir.
Give amber, me a colour. Amber, I've
amber,
said
amber,
amber.
Okay,
amber,
okay, amber, amber. Two ambers.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the GoLad app or on YouTube. Across the pond, New Wales head coach Steve Tandy's reign began with a heavy defeat as Argentina powered to a record 52-28 point win at the Principality Stadium on Sunday afternoon. It was a 10th successive home defeat for Wales, who also lost captain Jack Morgan to what Tandy later revealed was a suspected dislocated shoulder. Flanker Morgan suffered the problem in the act of scoring one of Wales's four tries, whilst number 8 Aaron Wainwright was also forced off with injury. Argentina crossed for 7 tries with fly half Jeronimo Prisciantelli's double, supplemented by scores from prop Pedro Delgado, scrum half Simon Benitez Cruz, wings Mateo Carreras and Bautista Del Gui, and replacement Santiago Grondona, while fullback Santiago Carreras kicked 17 points. It is the most points Argentina have scored against Wales and a record margin of victory. Wales responded with tries from scrum half Tomas Williams, hooker Dewey Lake, Morgan and fullback Blair Murray. Wales centre Ben Thomas was shown a costly first half yellow card for kicking out at Argentina flanker Pablo Matera and can count himself lucky not to have been shown red for the reckless act. The second half also saw the international rugby return of Welsh winger Louis Rees-Zammit after a 2-year absence as he tried his hand in the NFL. In front of a crowd of 50,000, Argentina's victory should be no surprise after they arrived in Cardiff as firm favourites. Las Pumas were ranked 6th in the world prior to the game, 6 places higher than Wales. Their latest win comes off the back of some outstanding performances in the Rugby Championship, including historic victories over Australia and New Zealand. Felipe Contepone's battled, hardened matchday squad also had 944 caps between them, 400 more than the Welsh side. After the games, Wales head coach Tandy said that whilst he was disappointed with the result, there were still positives to take.
Yeah, obviously the day ended in disappointment, obviously, but there's lots of to like around the group. I think the, what we've trained, you could see lots of exactly what we've done over the last 2 weeks have come out to score four tries was really real positive and probably left a couple out there. Obviously there's obviously disappointment as well, conceding 50 points, and again a couple of those are probably avoidable in around some concentration, but the underlying feeling is there's obviously disappointment, but there's that bit of what the group did on certain parts of the game that was exciting for us going forward.
And whilst there is still a lot of negativity around Welsh rugby at the minute, Tandy is encouraged by the attitude of the group.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what I love about this group, and I've only been with them 2 weeks. I think the way they've bought in, the way they've connected, the way they've bought into some of the things we wanted to do, it's been exciting. And I think 14-0 against a battle-hardened Argentina team with lots of experience coming off the back of playing South Africa, New Zealand, Australia. I thought the way we come back into the game, and probably 14-0, we probably had a moment up in the sort of end where we might have put more pressure on them. Because I think whenever we did get our field position, I thought we looked really threatening. I thought we had intent. I thought the first try was an outstanding one to score. Then we scored from the tap penalty, and I felt probably there was a couple of other tries that we could have scored, but probably the lack of concentration, or like, and again, right before half time, that score like gives you a bit of a kick, and then probably straight after. But then we did get another try and get back into it. We've got lots of intent, and obviously Argentina read the scrum really well and took a seven there. So there's bits there I think are easily fixable, or that can add into the intent of the way you wanted to play.
Winger Josh Adams also echoed his coach, saying Wales can take some positives, particularly in attack, as they managed to dot down four tries.
Yeah, that's obviously been a pleasing aspect of it. Not just attack, but when we got into their 22, the point two, and I think we looked really dynamic. Looked physical. We actually managed one period of the yellow card very well as well, so being confident to make decisions on field and talk about different things.
South Africa will come to Dublin in just under a fortnight's time, and the current world champions will be boosted after last Saturday's win over France, playing much of the match with 14 players after Lotte de Jager was sent off in the first half. The Springboks take on Italy this weekend before coming to Dublin, and on Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Munster and Ireland back row Alan Quinlan marvelled at the South African performance at the Stade de France.
There's only one team in the world, and that's South Africa. It's their world, and we're just living in it.
They're an extremely good side. We know that. Every single one of their players are obviously very good players when you're at that level, but they're so competitive in everything they do. Your tackle technique, your reload and in the tackle, counter-ruck, line speed. I thought Jasper Wiese was just immense. You know, Rassi Erasmus, quirky and as mad as people say he is at times, he's a phenomenal coach, and he's always trying to be one step ahead. They've seven forwards and they're pushing the French forward pack off it in scrums and getting penalties.
And enjoying it almost.
Yeah, and look, the more you kind of test and challenge them, now they're immense athletes, but he's put that all together. He's put a great coaching team together. They blend a couple of players into the last World Cup winning squad, and the depth they have is just off the charts, really. Saturday night was another major reminder of how good they are, what they're able to do, and what we're not able to do in Ireland, and we've spoken about this a lot in the last few weeks, is change and bringing players through and more depth and all that. They've developed probably 3 15s, so they've up on 45, 50 players that have got a taste of international rugby, but are playing quite well for their franchises, or you know, playing well in their teams overseas outside of South Africa. Ngoma Zulu at 10 got player of the match, probably a little bit indifferent at times, the way he finished in the last 15-20 minutes and the try he scored.
If you want to listen to that chat back in full, you can do so by becoming a member and signing up at offtheball.com/join. England also comfortably dispatched Fiji at Twickenham on Saturday, 38 points to 18. It was England's ninth successive victory, as Harry Arundel and captain Mara Toje scored the decisive tries late on. Boss Steve Borthwick was delighted with the way his side managed a hard-fought encounter.
A tough physical game against a team packed full of pace, power and skill. And the players did really well, I thought, throughout the game, managing it, understanding that it was going to be tight, and then finding the ability to accelerate and convert the opportunities at the end.
Ellis Genge captained the side on the day, and the Bristol front row says that they relish the challenge of putting their unbeaten run to the test against the All Blacks this coming Saturday.
We're obviously over the moon to have won nine in a row, but it obviously gets very tough next week against New Zealand, who are one of the best sides in the world. So yeah, we look forward to that.
New Zealand will arrive in London off the back of two wins from two games in this autumn series after defeating Scotland in Murrayfield on Saturday. Scott Robertson's side ran out 25-15 winners, but Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend says that the tests that the Kiwis provided will only benefit them in the future.
We just have to make sure that over the next 2 weeks we get to build and grow together. Like, you're only here for a short period of time in November, but that's a very useful game for us, for the Six Nations too, against a really quality opposition.
And finally today, after months of negotiations, former England number 8 Billy Vunipola has finally agreed to extend his stay at Montpellier beyond the end of this season. The recently turned 33-year-old, who won the last of his 75 caps at the 2023 World Cup, has penned a new one-year deal, according to Midi Olympique. Vunipola was a regular fixture in the Montpellier team last year and has made 7 top 14 appearances, 6 of them starts so far this term. The news from France will silence rumours that he was on the wish list of Tokyo Sungolites in Japan Rugby League One and Newcastle Red Bulls in the Gallagher Prem. Vunipola's new contract will expire just in time for him to throw his considerable weight behind Tonga's World Cup campaign in 2027. Sydney-born Vunipola wants to switch allegiances and follow in the footsteps of his father, who won 33 caps for Tonga between 1988 and 2001. Meanwhile, his brother Mako has been earmarked for a coaching role with the national side. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm Susanna Mullen, and we'll be back with more tomorrow. Chat to you then.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.